This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. What now? Now that the president's about to sign that just-passed bill that provides billions in war aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan.
A new big package of U.S. military aid will help Ukraine avoid defeat in its war with Russia. Winning will still be a long slog, though. The arms and ammunition in the $61 billion military aid package should enable Ukraine to slow the Russian army's bloody advances. And it will buy Ukraine time for long-term planning about how to take back the fifth of the country, now under Russian control. Michael Clark, visiting professor in war studies at King's College London, says ultimately it offers Ukraine the prospect of staying in the war this year. Sometimes in warfare, you've just got to avoid being rolled over. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
There are billions in that just-passed bill for Israel, too. Here in the U.S., standoffs between pro-Palestinian student protesters and universities have been growing more and more tense. New York City Mayor Eric Adams.
College campuses are there to educate. Who's the thought they were going to wake up and have to deal with an issue as volatile as this?
Hundreds of protesters camped out at Columbia University in New York have been facing a deadline from the administration to clear out. Just one of the protests around the country. The Supreme Court will consider today when doctors can provide abortions during medical emergencies in states that have bans. Tomorrow, the Supreme Court hears arguments on whether former President Trump is immune from prosecution in a case charging him with plotting to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election. Also tomorrow, China's space agency is sending the Shenzhou 18 crew into low Earth orbit. This is part of its space program that aims to put people on the moon by 2030. Beijing says it's working toward eventually offering access to its own space station to space tourists and foreign astronauts. This is AP News. Tennessee lawmakers want to allow some teachers to be armed. The AP's Norman Hall.
Protesters chanted "blood on your hands" after Tennessee House Republicans on Tuesday passed a bill that would allow some teachers and staff to carry concealed handguns on public school grounds. The bill would also bar parents and other teachers from knowing who was armed. If Governor Bill Lee, a Republican, signs it into law, it would be the biggest expansion of gun access in the state since last year's deadly shooting at a private elementary school in Nashville. The proposal presents a starkly different response to the Covenant school shooting than Lee proposed. Republican legislators cast aside Lee's push to keep guns away from people deemed a danger to themselves or others. I'm Norman Hall.
Jeep maker Stellantis is planning to lay off some workers at its U.S. factories in the coming months to deal with a rapidly changing global auto market. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair has got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.